This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. military has apologized for the deaths of 9 Afghan children who were killed during an airstrike Saturday on a southern village. The target of the attack, a local Taliban commander by the name of Mullah Wazir, was also killed, according to American officials. But residents of the town say Mullah Wazir was away at the time of the airstrike, and the man killed was a 25-year-old villager. NPR's Emily Harris is in Kabul. Emily, the U.S. military has apologized. Are there plans to investigate how this tragedy occurred?
Yes, there are, Renee. There is an investigation that's going on now that started Saturday. The U.S. military says that they were tracking Mullah Wazir and gathering intelligence and evidence for a long period of time. He, they say, is known to have been involved in the killings of 2 contractors who were involved in building a road nearby. And they say they investigated for a long time, gathered evidence, and then got information that he was in this compound in a rural area in southern Afghanistan, and so went in with this airstrike. Now, the military says that they have very stringent guidelines that are supposed to keep things like this death of the 9 children from happening. I tried to get some more details on that, and the military only would say, look, if we knew the kids were there, we wouldn't have done the attack.
And there was a field the children apparently were playing in.
Apparently, there were boys playing marbles near home and girls going to get some water caught in the crossfire of this attack.
There have been several incidents in Afghanistan like this one, just as recently as October.
That's right. There have been several other incidents like this. And yesterday, in fact, that was pointed out by the United Nations special representative here, who criticized this incident in fairly harsh terms, saying this contributes to a sense of fear and insecurity in Afghanistan. Insecurity clearly goes both ways. Villagers may fear being attacked or caught in the crossfire by the United States military. But there's also people who fear the people that the United States is trying to kill. Aid workers have been killed. People working on a road have been kidnapped. It's very dangerous to go outside of Kabul. The UN did point out that incidents like this don't do anything to help the feeling of security in Afghanistan.
This attack and several recent terrorist attacks in Afghanistan, they come just days before the convening of an important constitutional assembly. What effect are they having?
Everyone is aware that this Loya Jirga, where 500 delegates will come from around the country to debate a draft constitution, could potentially be the target of some kind of attack. Security is already quite high in Kabul, where the Loya Jirga will be held. There are policemen at intersections with machine guns and with RPGs. And I think that the Loya Jirga is really focused on the constitution, which is the big issues there are going to be what kind of government will Afghanistan have, more of a presidential system or a parliamentary system. Women's rights are going to be a big issue. But this incident over the weekend where the 9 children were killed could certainly lead to, if nothing else, some very impassioned speeches.
Emily, thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris in Kabul.